Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Amy Connolly is here, the owner and creator of Sculpted by Amy, and also an ambassador for the VHI Women's Mini Marathon. Amy, you've been involved with this for a while. I've spoken to you a couple of times about this.
Yeah, this is actually my third year running, which is great.
Brilliant.
It's one of my favorite things to do throughout the year, I have to say. So buzzing to get back.
And tell me then, like, you know, in terms of like, because fitness is really important to you, obviously, just on a personal level, but to see this many women come together, you know, in one event and to do it for the reasons they do it and the buzz on the day, like, it's such a great thing to be part of.
It is. And I think that's what drew me to it. So first and foremost, like you said, it's a running event. I actually discovered running mainly over COVID, but exercise in general, I'm very vocal about the benefits, like not even physically, but mentally for me, like running the business, getting out, having my me time. But then the female to female part is so great. Like it's, I think, the biggest, most energetic event that you could be involved in that supports and empowers females. Obviously, I come from a very female-orientated life from family and work and industry. Yeah. So yeah, it's just a natural fit. But I always say to people, if you haven't experienced it, you need to stand at that line and at the finish line. And it's actually unbelievable. Like
I can imagine, yeah, because as you said, there's such a community of women doing it and such a feeling around doing it. I've been lucky enough to not run it, obviously, but to kind of, you know, DJ at it and kick things off and MC bits of it and stuff. And there is, I've genuinely never experienced a buzz like it.
I would agree. And I think people often describe it to you. And then when I did it the first year, I was like, oh, I totally get this. So I was thrilled to be invited back then, you know, second and now third year as an ambassador and trying to really like show people in as much as you can describe just how great the feeling is.
And you mentioned then how important running and fitness is to you. But how do you balance training for something like the mini marathon or just your general training and the things that you do, like running a business and traveling and doing all those things?
So to me, I really view my exercise as like a non-negotiable in my week as I would any other meeting. So like I know myself, like, you know, we mentioned travel at the start. When I let my schedule go and I'm on a plane too much or my hours are too ad hoc where I can't do my own good routines that I know puts me in the best stance, I really feel it. Like you feel sluggish. You don't feel as focused. I feel like not down on myself, but you don't feel your best self in many ways. So I know that I have to keep control of that and I have to prioritize it as I would my meetings, as I would the business, to actually feel my best self, which sounds really cliche, but it really makes a difference. So whether it is like finishing an hour earlier or like I'm a big fan of taking calls on a walk and getting the steps in.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
And we have a run club and Sculpted every Monday. So like we're very much like a business, I suppose, and a team that is active and really enjoys it. So I think it's also the community element of doing it with peers, be it friends, colleagues, family as well, that also helps be sure that you don't let it drop.
And this might be, you know, ignorant man question, but is there anything to do with running and women? Like, is there anything that you guys need to think of that maybe blokes going out to run a 5K or just go out for a walk or whatever don't need to think of? I mean, physically or environmentally or anything?
100%. I think like even when you look at our menstrual cycles, you know, we would have a lot of discomfort at certain times in the month. I actually find running and walking brilliant for those periods of time. And I think certain women who maybe haven't found exercise the way I have yet would fear that actually they can't exercise during those times.
Right.
And obviously you have to listen to your body and do whatever you need to. But actually the stats would show that VHI have done in the past as well, that it really does help. So I think, yeah, there are certain things like that that women have to be mindful of because our bodies are wild and every week there's like a different phase. But I think the resounding thing is that exercise really helps. I think being active in general helps.
Brilliant.
And obviously sleep and eating well and water and all goes with that, of course. But
yeah, absolutely. No, there are definitely considerations to take, all right. And I know it's probably nearly sold out as it almost always is every time it's launched. But in case anybody wants any information, and if there is a chance of you joining up, if you haven't before and Amy's inspired you, VHIwomensminimarathon.ie is the place to go and sign up and experience the feelings at the beginning and during and at the end of it. It's definitely worth doing. Amy, can you have ever dreamed that this would be as successful as it has been for you? Or were you one of those people who was always narrowly focused on, well, I know exactly what where this can go?
So I think I'm definitely someone who has that inherent belief that things are going to work out. I think, you know, if you overthink things and you overthink the risks and the no's and the possible negatives, you'll always psych yourself out of something. So I think I am someone who always believes in it. And ironically, I'm also someone that doesn't think too far ahead, because that freaks me out. Because then you think, oh God, how am I going to get there?
Right.
But at the same time, I think it's incredibly wild, the journey that we've gone on. It has surpassed any sort of expectation I had. But at the same time, I feel like we're only scratching the surface. So there's all this to come. So that's even crazier. And I'm like, okay, we actually haven't even achieved half of it yet. I think regardless, I just feel really proud that the business is busy, that the team is amazing, the products are good, and the community are so supportive. So, you know, feel very grateful, yeah, for how things go.
Are there kind of milestones and pinch you moments along the way? I mean, like, you know, I presume it began in humble beginnings and you got to certain places, but then you see a store open up on Grafton Street, or you find yourself on Aer Lingus flights, or you see Alison with her full face of sculpted makeup at the Met Gala. I mean, are there moments where you just do sit back and go like, wow? Or is it for you, like it is for people who are entrepreneurial, like you always, yeah, that's great and all, but on to the next one?
I think it's a bit of both. I think I'm definitely guilty of the latter, but I think actually as your team grows, it forces you to take stock and celebrate the win. So, you know, arriving on the Met Gala carpet for the first time, you like said, being on the airplane in Aer Lingus, which I fly with all the time. And the other day I was on it and it was like, and you can shop your favorite goods from Sculpted by Amy. And I was like, that's me. There on the seat.
Did anyone tap you on the shoulder and go, that's you? Did they?
The girl turned around and said, I have your palette in my makeup bag.
Oh, brilliant.
So it's just unreal. Yeah, I think there's actually moments like that, I think, when you see it out in the open in real life in a completely like non-biased situation of someone just topping themselves up on a Lewis or a bathroom.
Yeah, like, oh, yeah. And is there anything you can hint at 2024, 2025, Etten, that we should know about that's coming down the line?
Yeah, there's loads going on. We've got a few really exciting UK retailer partnerships to announce, like some really big moments for us and really big players that we want to be a part of. So if you told me this time last year, for example, it was happening, I'd be like, oh my God, no way. So really excited about that. And then I'm heading out to New York in a few weeks to kind of start our go-to-market strategy there. So that's kind of terrifying and exciting all at the same time.
So exciting. That's amazing. All right, look, before I let you go, quick fire round. I ask all my guests the same four questions. I'm going to ask them to you now. Number one is, what are you currently obsessed with?
Bridgerton season 3.
Amazing answer. Nicola Coughlan. The centre focus.
I know, I'm absolutely obsessed with Nicola.
Yeah. And have you watched much of it yet?
No, I'm only on the third episode. I'm trying to wean myself so I don't go through too fast.
Yeah, like our producer,
I'm
Maria.
She
is obsessed with it. Every second of the day she can spend watching Bridgerton, she will. Who's the most famous person in your phone?
Oh, great question. I always say, it depends who you consider famous. I'm going to say The Edge.
Yeah, I'd probably consider him fairly famous.
He's possibly the most famous ever. He is chairman of a business group that I'm a part of. So one of the unbelievable perks is that we get to be in the presence of The Edge, and we saw them play, and he's just the loveliest, kindest, soundest man.
Cool. That is an excellent answer. Think back to when you were about 8 years old, say second class. What school were you in?
School Nahi and then Clothy School.
Did you bring a lunchbox to school? And if you did, what was in it?
Yeah, my mom used to openly say how much she hated making my lunchboxes, by the way. She literally couldn't give any
more. Oh, yeah, the worst job. Yeah, no, in our house, it's the same. Yeah. Especially when they come back at the end of the day untouched. That's the killer.
Yeah, I'd say that's offensive. Yeah, that's like all my work gone to nothing. Yeah. I was always a very basic, like apple, cheese string, jam sandwich, actually. I was never the ham or the cheese.
Good show. There's a lot of jam sandwiches coming to the fore recently with Irish people. Yeah.
Yeah. And honestly, thoroughly enjoy that. I'd have it every day now if I could.
It's a solid choice. I'll be honest with you. It really is. And Amy, the final question may appall you, but I ask it to everybody because I don't. Do you, Amy Connolly, wash your legs in the shower?
Oh, 100%. But you see, as a girl, now we have to, because I'd be scrubbing off the tan.
Okay, but like, let's take exfoliation, fake tan and shaving out of the question. If you're nipping in the shower after a workout, are you scrubbing the legs or not?
Ah, yeah, you'd have sweaty knees, like, you know, the back of the leg.
Somebody said that to me the other day. Yeah, they did. They talked about the backs of the knees, and it's just alien to me. I'm like, no, like, water runs down. It's fine. And in fact, I did an Ask Dave, which is a thing I do on the show where people ask me questions. And someone asked me to investigate the science. And you need to consult your dermatologist on this one. Apparently, you shouldn't be washing your legs, so say the dermatologist. So I don't know. Look.
Okay.
I think you can kind of find an answer to fit whatever you want, to be honest with you. So,
yeah, that's more of a in favor of Dave. Afterwards.
Yeah, it definitely is. But listen, thank you so much for coming on today and having a chat. VHI Women's Mini Marathon.ie is the place to go to get yourself registered for the incredible event. Amy, thank you so much. Congratulations on the success so far. And here's some more in the future.
Thank you so much for having me, guys. Lovely to talk to you.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.